Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at TypingWhenTipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you could support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win contest prizes by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it wherever you get your favorite podcast to like, rate, review, and share us. And please spread the word. For the good brother, Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. Welcome, everybody, to Sports from the Couch here on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you all so much for making us a part of your day. And it is Christmas time here in the NFL world. The 2020 NFL Draft will hit the airwaves in a digital format this year in just a couple of hours. It is just about to be 2 p.m. in the greatest city in the world, Chicago, Illinois. And I decided that you guys deserve a treat. And the best treat to give you guys on draft day is bringing in one of the best in the business to talk NFL football and draft news. The one, the only, from the dailyblitz.blog. You can follow him on Twitter at dailyblitz_61, at NYSFinest90, Instagram, the NFL Analyst_61, the one, the only, best friend of the show, Christian Simpson. Christian, how you doing, my man?
I'm hanging in there, man. How you feeling? I appreciate you for having me on.
No doubt. How have you been doing during this coronavirus, aka COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, it's been a little rough because I do have anxiety, and anxiety mixed with grieving, it's not necessarily the greatest, you know, the greatest combination, but I find ways to keep myself busy. And, you know, I think it's rough for everybody, not just me, not just my family. I just think, you know, this hold on life has really taken a toll on a lot of people. And, I just told everybody staying safe out there by all means.
And we hope you and yours are being safe and sound, my friend. And you mentioned that it is definitely trying to stay busy is the key to all this. And I know you've been staying busy because it is draft season. Hell, draft day is upon us. You have your mock draft coming up in just a little bit. So why don't we get into some of the conversation, my friend, about what has happened in this sport that refuses to sleep. And before we get to the 2020 NFL draft, I need to get your thoughts on the news that hit Gronkowski. Out of retirement, putting away his 24/7 title with WWE, and joining his buddy Tom Brady and Tampa Bay to be a Buccaneer. What do you think about this?
I knew he was done after he won that third Super Bowl. I don't know if you ever saw that press conference he gave where he was talking about some of the head injuries that he has suffered through his playing career. And he said instead of celebrating the Super Bowl victory, he was in bed crying because he was in such pain. And football, it's a sport that takes a toll on you, not just mentally, but physically and emotionally and psychologically as well. A lot of guys haven't really been the same after playing the game. That's why I think you see so many guys walking away at an early age now than you have before in previous years. When he's healthy, there's not a doubt in my mind he's one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant, tight end playing the position now. He's 6'6", little close to 255 or 260 pounds. He does the things that a wide receiver does, lines up wide, moves well with the ball in his hands, does the things that a tight end does, of course, you know, that safety valve over the middle of the field. But I think what sets him apart from guys like Kelsey and on his run, Jimmy Graham and other guys like that is the blocker that he is. He's almost an additional offensive lineman, and I've seen him line up as that 6-0 lineman, and he's defending the other team's best pass rusher. So this guy does it all, and he's Tom Brady's go-to weapon for a reason. There have been times when Brady would just throw it up, and Gronk would just come away with it. And I mean, they've connected 78 times for touchdowns. And I haven't seen Brady in sync with a weapon like this probably since the days of Randy Moss.
2014, 15 games played. 2015, 15 games played. 2016, 8 games played. 2017, 14 games played. And 2018, 13 games played. So, of course, we know how much talent is in that man's body, but we do have to address the issue of he can't stay healthy, and he was breaking down when they were winning a Super Bowl. It can't get better with age. Even if you're feeling better right now because you've had an offseason, it can't feel better or he's going to be that much better with age in a sport that ages you out really quickly.
Right. And that's the thing. I think everybody's going to be looking forward to when he lost a lot of weight. He's a lot slimmer now than what he was, say, 2-3 years ago when he was last playing. So, you know, usually most tight ends are 255, 260 pounds. I wouldn't be surprised if he was at least 250. But I will say this, on paper, this looks good. You have Brady. You know, he's coming in motivated. He's heard the "You can't do it without Belichick," and, you know, you're a system guy. You won those 6 Super Bowls because of Bill Belichick. So that's one thing that's in the back of his head. 2, these may be the best weapons that I think he's had in a really long time, maybe since 2007. Remember that 07 Patriots team? Brady, Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Dante Stallworth, Ben Watson, Lawrence Maroney, Jabbar Gaffney. They just had weapons on top of weapons on top of weapons. It seemed like whoever was open, they were getting the ball. Now, he comes into a situation in Tampa Bay where he has 2 1,000-yard receivers in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, who I think is one of the more underrated wide receivers we have in the game right now. Then he has his buddy in Gronkowski over the middle. Now, I've also heard that Percy Harvin is trying to come into the league, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay went after him. He fit in as that Edelman type of guy. You know, Brady's game is predicated on what? Using the middle of the field.
That's not necessarily the case when you're dealing with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. There's a lot of guys when it comes to the NFL where they go up and get them. That's the tools that a Mike Evans has. Yeah, he could do a lot of dink and dive like Julian Edelman. I mean, any wide receiver with that type of talent can. But to utilize what Godwin and what Evans do are not necessarily the strength of Tom Brady, who doesn't drive the ball down the field, especially at his age right now.
Right. That's why I'll be real with you. When he decided to go to Tampa, I was a little surprised because I honestly thought that the Los Angeles Chargers were the better fit for him because they have Austin Eckler, and you just hit it best. He likes doing the dink and dive, going underneath, and really using the middle of the field. And Eckler is a running back that can catch the ball out the field. He would have out the backfield. He would have been his version of James White.
Christian Simpson joins us today, friend of the show. You can get all his work at thedailyblitz.blog. He's on Twitter at thedailyblitz_61 and personally at NYSFinest90. Check him out on Instagram at thenflanalyst_61. Christian, let's get into the big day today where we're going to see a lot of stuff that we've never seen before, including how it's being presented to the audience. Before we get into the analytics and the player personnel, let's talk a little bit about how ESPN, the NFL Network, all these different stations are going to present this for us. We knew that there was a dry run this past Monday that had a lot of problems from bandwidth and internet issues to disconnection to communication issues. What are you expecting as a presentation for the NFL fan this Thursday night and leading into draft weekend?
It's definitely going to be different. I'll say that much. You know, for years, you're so used to Roger Goodell coming up to the podium, getting booed. I think that's the only thing that's probably going to save Roger Goodell tonight is, you know, him not getting booed because he'll be doing this from the comforts of his own home. But if you've been watching the news and you've seen a lot of anchors report, some from the studio and some from their home office, then you should be used to this. But this is going to be different for the football fan. Nothing like this has ever happened. We're definitely in unprecedented times.
So let's get into what's really important, and that is the actual players themselves getting drafted. And we start off with Tua Tagovailoa, one of the better prospects that we've seen, minus that hip injury. And it seemed like it was his time last week where people dug up all the dirt, made fun of his Wonderlic test. At the end of the day, none of that really matters if he ends up being a successful quarterback in the NFL. In your opinion, where does and what happens to Tua Tagovailoa in this draft?
Well, I think he's one of the 10 best players in this draft. I know he had that hip injury, and a lot of people have really been questioning his status and how far he dropped. Let me tell you something. This is draft time, and I always said during the draft, you truly have to expect the unexpected. I think he'll be a top 10 pick. Tonight, on my final mock, which is coming out later this afternoon, by the way, my final mock, I have him going at 6 to the Los Angeles Chargers. I was back and forth between 5 and 6. I had him originally going to Miami, but it seems like Miami's all in on the quarterback from Oregon, Justin Herbert. So I think Miami gets him, or I'll even call a little bit of a wild card. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jacksonville Jaguars went and got Tua, because I don't know if Gardner Minshew is the guy that you can build around moving forward. I think you have a better shot at winning a few more games with Tua in Jacksonville than you do with Gardner Minshew. It's nothing against Gardner, but Jacksonville, remember, this was a team that was a game away from the Super Bowl a few years ago. They're in rebuild mode. Why not get a guy like a Tua, a guy that's going to put fans into the seats? You know, Jacksonville hasn't really had that type of player to talk about in quite some time. So why not go and get a guy like a Tua Tagovailoa tonight?
Who would you want in your organization, leading your organization for the next 10 years, Tua or Justin Herbert?
Wow, that's a good question. I'm going to say Tua, because Tua has that big game experience. You know, he has a championship with Alabama, led them to another championship, and then they fell short to Clemson. That's the one thing about Justin that I think the biggest knock on him has been, you know, he isn't a leader. But you also have to realize there are two types of leaders in this game. There are the guys that are vocal. There are the guys that lead by example. And if you're blessed enough, you'll get the guys who are able to do both. And maybe he's the guy that just leads by example. You know, kind of like how Eli Manning was. Eli didn't say a lot. He led by example. When he led, the team followed. And maybe Justin can be that type of guy as well.
Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, what do we know about them? What are we looking forward to them? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Jalen Hurts, whether if he'd been at a different university, he could be the Joe Burrow of this draft. And obviously, Jordan Love going up a lot of people's drafts. What are we thinking about these two guys on Thursday night? Will they make an appearance on Thursday night?
Well, you know, I look at Jalen Hurts. Jalen's a gamer. You know, everything good that's going to come Jalen's way, he deserves. And I'll explain what I mean by that. He gets benched for Tua, doesn't say anything, doesn't complain, doesn't go on social media and bash anybody. He handles the situation with a lot of dignity, a lot of grace, humility, and class. And he goes to Oklahoma, puts them on his back, was a Heisman candidate for most of the year until they fell short to LSU in a college football playoff. You know, I think he could be a starter for years to come. You know, I've seen his name linked to Pittsburgh. Maybe the Steelers go and get their successor to Ben Roethlisberger, because he has, I don't know how much longer Ben has. Ben looks like he's about to fall apart any day now. He's been in the league for quite some time. You know, he's coming off an arm injury where he needed Tommy John surgery and he had to miss the rest of the year. And he's not getting any younger. I think he's, what, 37, 38 years old? He's been doing this for quite some time. And it's crazy to consider Ben Roethlisberger an elder statesman of the National Football League. I remember when he first came into the league. And then Jordan Love, this is a name you're seeing a lot more of on people's draft boards and a lot of people's mock drafts as well. You know, I could see a team even like New England going after him. Why not? New England needs a quarterback. Do you have a lot of faith in Jarrett Stidham? That's to be determined. Brian Hoyer? Yeah. Not at all. Or maybe even the Saints. Who knows how much longer Drew Brees has? And it doesn't seem like the Saints want to move forward with Taysom Hill as their quarterback. So this. Still a lot of questions and a lot of question marks up in the air for this. But those are definitely two very intriguing names when you're speaking quarterbacks in the NFL draft.
You mentioned it just now. What are the chances that not only the Patriots draft a quarterback in the first round of the NFL draft, but what are the chances that New England and Bill Belichick use some of the picks, use some of the maneuvers, and go after Tua?
I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, it's draft night. You got to expect the unexpected. anything can happen. I'll give you a perfect example of that saying. 2007, Randall gets traded to New England. Didn't hear a single thing about it. Did you?
No.
Didn't hear a single thing about it. So I wouldn't be surprised. I've even read some rumors where Kansas City's trying to go after a guy like a Henry Ruggs from Alabama, the wide receiver, which would be absolutely unfair for any team trying to defend the Kansas City Chiefs. You already have the best quarterback in football. You have the best tight end in football in Travis Kelce. You have a top five wide receiver in Tyreek Hill. You have Mecole Hardman. Then you add Henry Ruggs. That's just more speed being added. And any team to defend the Kansas City Chiefs, they're definitely in for it. Man, I've even seen the Denver Broncos potentially moving up so they can get their hands on Jerry Jeudy. They are arguably one of the two or three best wide receivers we have in this draft class. This wide receiver class, I think, is going to be talked about for years to come moving forward.
You're tuned in to Sports Mercado here on the Mercado Airwaves Network with your host, Mike Mercado. We are joined by the one, the only, Christian Simpson from the Daily Blitz. Check out the dailyblitz.blog. He's on Twitter at dailyblitz_61 and at NYSFinest90. Check him out on Instagram at thenflanalyst_61. What happens at number two, Christian? Are we looking at Chase Young being there? Are we looking at somebody coming up to try to get him? I mean, you're talking about a guy who, for most people, seems to be the best player in the draft. Even though Joe Burrow will go number one in Cincinnati, it does seem like, would you rather have a 10-year inline defenseman that's going to rush the quarterback and going to make a difference? I mean, it's interesting that we haven't heard a lot about Chase Young. We haven't heard a lot about the number two pick. What do you think happens there?
That's debatable about Chase Young being the best player in this draft. I'll tell you who I think the best player is in this draft in a few seconds. I think Washington goes and they do go get Chase Young. I mean, he's an absolute force up front. He's a poor man's version of Jadeveon Clowney. No power moves, but I think that can come with time. He's still young. Great speed off the edge, but he doesn't really use his power or his brute strength to push offensive linemen around. Look at a lot of these defensive ends, these pass rushers today. They're physical. They're scrappy. They find ways to use their hands and to be that disruptive force. And Chase can be that if the right coach gets his hands on him. And I think this would be a match made in heaven if Ron Rivera, who's a defensive-minded guy, were to get a guy like a Chase Young. And you can build around him as well. I think the best player in this draft is Clemson's Isaiah Simmons, a kid 6'4", can play inside the box, can line up as a defensive end, can play safety. Versatility. He's the most versatile player in this draft, and that's what I think sets him apart from every other defensive player in this draft.
Do you expect that this is a very active first round, or do you think, with the circumstances being what they are, that it's a very calm, cool, collective, pretty straight down the straight and narrow?
It's possible. You know, you may see a couple teams here and there trade up because they have an absolute need that they have to fix. That they need to fill. And if one guy is on the board that you can't pass up on, you shoot your shot. You get on the phone, you talk with the GM, and you try and get that guy. You try and invest in that player that you feel you just couldn't pass up on. So we could see a lot of that tonight. You know, I could see Carolina trading up with the Giants to get their hands on Isaiah Simmons, because Carolina needs a guy to build around their defense now that Luke Kuechly retired.
What is something you're looking forward to or looking for in the first round, or maybe even just during the entire weekend of the NFL draft? What is something you have your eye on?
Definitely the wide receiver class. I mean, you look at this class. I think this is a group of young men we could talk about for years to come. Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Denzel Mims, Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk, just to name a few. I think these guys have a chance to be some of the best wide receivers in the league. You know, you look at a guy like a Jerry Jeudy, has the quickness of an Antonio Brown because he's always moving. That's, I think, an accurate NFL comparison for him. He's always moving. And he has the ability to go up and catch the ball, similar to an Odell Beckham. You know, you have a guy like a T. Higgins. He's your typical possession receiver. You know, a lot of these guys now that are playing in the league are 5'10", 5'11". And they're good speedsters, but they can't go over the top. T. Higgins is a guy, 6'3", 6'4", that you can use in a red zone that can go over the top. Justin Jefferson, he was Joe Burrow's top target at LSU during their title run last year. Another guy that you can just lob it up to, and he'll go up as if he were going up for a rebound to come down with the football. So definitely the wide receivers. Defense, it has a couple of guys that catch my eye and grab my attention. You know, you look at Jeff Okuda. I think he's the best cover corner that I've had the privilege of watching and covering probably since Jalen Ramsey at Florida State. You know, you look at a guy like a C.J. Henderson, he's arguably the best corner not named Jeff Okuda in this draft. Christian Fulton, A.J. Terrell, just to name a few. So there's a lot of guys who can do more than what they're asked of in this draft, and that's what I think. That's what I think is really standing out to me the most about this draft class.
NFL and NCAA football insider Christian Simpson joins us here on Sportsman of College with Mike Mercado here on Mercado Airwaves. You get all his works, including the latest mock draft right before the first round starts at thedailyblitz.blog. Check him out on Twitter at dailyblitz_61 and at NYSFinest90. He's also on Instagram at The NFL analyst_61. What do you project not only from Joe Burrow, but what are you feeling when it comes to Cincinnati moving forward? And maybe the idea that this is the third straight year where a Heisman Trophy winner will be going number one.
Andy Dalton just wasn't cutting it. First couple years after the Carson Palmer experience, yeah, the future looked bright, but the last couple years, it's been rough for him, man. You have to realize when a new head coach comes in, he kind of wants his own, if that makes sense. Doesn't want the leftovers from the previous coach, and I mean that in the most non-disrespectful way possible, but he kind of wants to build up his own team. Let's put it that way. And I think Zach Taylor can do that now with Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow was a gamer. The kid plays with a chip on his shoulder. And to be so young, but to be so cool in the pocket, it just absolutely amazed me. I watched the majority of his games this year, and I was just in awe of everything he did. You know, it just seemed like no stage was too big for him. No lights were too bright for him. He just found a way to win football games. The kid threw 60 touchdown passes in a year. Draft him, build around him, get some good pieces around him, and the future is bright again in Cincinnati.
I'll leave it with this, Christian. I think most years, a lot of these front offices overthink things. I think more often than not, they put themselves in corners and they fall in love with players. I think a lot of times, too much time is dangerous for people. They overthink things. And I think with all the circumstances that are going on right now, I think most people are going to go with initial reports and with what their draft board and what their depth board is saying. And I think this is going to be one of those interesting drafts where most years people would see big drops, or you would see a lot of people going higher and higher and raising in the draft board. I don't think that happens this year. I think this year ends up being something where they keep it simple, stupid, if you will. And I think that's what you're going to see in the 2020 NFL draft.
I can see it. I can see it. And if it happens, you know, I'll call you and give you your credit. But it should be an interesting draft. You kind of feel for these young guys, because they've had this dream since they were about 5 or 6 years old, and they can't go up or shake the commissioner's hand. That's what I always thought was the coolest part of the NFL draft, just going up, shaking Commissioner Goodell's hand. That's almost like your "I made it" moment. You know, you don't listen to the doubters. A couple of people in the, on the road may have said, "Hey, you won't do this, you won't do that," but they're here, and it should be a fun night. Honestly, man, without sports, you know, it's been dull for the typical sports. And I think, you know, everybody watching The Last Dance can say that documentary is making up for the last, month and a half without sports. And now we get the NFL draft tonight. So this definitely says a lot, man.
Christian, you are the absolute best. Any final thoughts before we head into the first round and into the 2020 weekend of the NFL draft?
Hey, to everybody, you know, who's watching it, enjoy. You know, we've been without sports for so long, so when something does come on, sit down, get you some good food, eat up, watch the draft, enjoy it, have some people around you, give your thoughts on it. Be in touch with me. during the draft. You can follow me on Twitter at DailyBlitz_61. I'll be on giving my take on every pick. When Sistine here gives me the audio of this recording, I will definitely post it on all of my social media sites. And to the players who are being drafted, good luck, best of luck, man. This is an absolute big opportunity for you guys. Tough circumstances, but try to make the most of the moment. I think that's the thing I would say, man. This is a lot of young men's lives are about to change tonight, because a lot of these kids may have struggled to get to this point. Now, a lot of these guys are able to give back to the families, or give back to the community. So it's a win-win for everybody.
He's one of the absolute best we have in this business. Check him out at thedailyblitz.blog, on Twitter, all draft long, at dailyblitz_61, and at NYSFinest90. Also on Instagram at thenflanalyst_61. He is one of the best in the business. Much love to my brother, Christian Simpson. Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
Much love back to you. Thank you for having me on.
Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at MikeMMedia and on Instagram at MikeMercadoMedia. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at TypingWhenTipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you can support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win content prizes, by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it wherever you get your favorite podcast to like, rate, review, and share us. And please spread the word. For the good brother Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network.